The law of 1850 gave the enforcement of the act to the United States officials. The agents of slave owners claimed many persons as fugitives, but few were returned to the South. The important result of these attempts to enforce the law was to strengthen Northern and public opinion against slavery. It led to redoubled efforts to help runaway slaves through the Northern states to Canada. A regular system was established. This was called the Underground Railway. In short, instead of bringing about a union of hearts, the Compromise of 1850 increased the ill feeling between the people of the two sections of the country. 348. Uncle Tom's Cabin. It was at this time that Mrs. Harriet Beecher Stowe wrote Uncle Tom's Cabin. In this story, she set forth the pleasant side of slavery, the light-heartedness and kind-heartedness of the Negroes. In it, she also set forth the unpleasant side of slavery, the whipping of human beings, the selling of human beings, the hunting of human beings. Of course, there was never such a slave as Uncle Tom. The story is simply a wonderful picture of slavery as it appeared to a brilliant woman of the North. Hundreds of thousands of copies of this book were sold in the South as well as in the North. Plays founded on the book were acted on the stage. Southern people, when reading Uncle Tom, thought little of the unpleasant things in it, and they liked the pleasant things in it. Northern people laughed at the pretty pictures of plantation life. They were moved to tears by the tales of cruelty. Uncle Tom's Cabin and the Fugitive Slave Law convinced the people of the North that bounds must be set to the extension of slavery.